Welcome to a very special drive time this evening. I'm Greg Frizzell, the general manager and owner of the Mount Washington Radio Group, 93.5 WMWV FM, Magic 104.5 and 98.1 FM, and Easy 93.5 95.3 FM. I'm here with Gino Devaney. How are you doing, Gino?
Excellent.
I'd like to thank all of our sponsors of Drive Time tonight, the law offices of Cooper, Cargill, Chant, Leone, McDonald, and Roberts, certified public accountants, and Settlers Green. And now I'd like to invite a very special guest to Drive Time tonight. It's Congressman Chris Pappas. Good evening, Congressman.
Good evening, Greg and Gino. Great to be with you.
Very nice to have you on. I'm sure you've been extremely busy at this time. And as a congressman for our area, again, want to thank you for being with us. And we have some questions for you.
So, Absolutely.
Happy
to do it.
Great. So yesterday, Congress passed an emergency relief package that included additional support for small businesses. Can you talk to us about some of what that included?
Absolutely. And first and foremost, I hope everyone is doing okay out there and staying safe. You know, we have seen our Main Street economy totally obliterated by this pandemic, and it's really crucial that we continue to provide, you know, some bridge support for individuals, workers, and businesses so they can get through this period. So once this pandemic is over, they can resume their business and their activities. Congress has passed several critical measures to allow New Hampshire businesses to do that. We passed the CARES Act a few weeks ago, which some of you may have heard about, which contains the Paycheck Protection Program. Nearly 12,000 New Hampshire businesses have accessed this program to the tune of about $2 billion, and that gives businesses a loan to keep people on the payroll, and that loan is forgivable after a period of weeks if they maintain payroll. So that's good not only for the businesses to be able to pay for their expenses, but also for the workers to make sure that they continue to have a job moving forward. We provided some more support for that particular program in the bill that we passed just yesterday. The president will sign it into law any minute. There's also some additional support for economic injury disaster loans for our local businesses, which come with up to a $10,000 upfront grant. We've had a number of problems with businesses trying to access that program through the Small Business Administration, so we're hoping additional funding, as well as you know, some additional guidance from the Small Business Administration, will help our local businesses get access to that. So, really, we've got to make sure that you know, we're giving them the lifeline that they need at this point in time. We all know that our economy is driven by our local businesses, our seasonal businesses in many parts of the state, and so there's deep concern with so much uncertainty on the horizon that they're able to pay for their expenses, keep the lights on, because they are so central to who we are as a state.
Yeah, exactly. And yes, as far as the PPP grant goes, we have done some talking about that on Drive Time. And again, a lot of businesses out there, when it first came out, applied for it. A lot of businesses around here definitely received it. And then some of them missed out on it or didn't apply. But so now there's another period of time that they can apply for this again?
That's right. So there's an additional $310 billion that's just been put into the program. So any day now, the program will be reopened for applications. So any of those businesses that missed out in the first round will be able to apply. Part of that funding is directed toward local lenders and credit unions that weren't participating in the first round.
Okay.
So that's important for a lot of our businesses that may not have an existing relationship with one of the lenders that was participating in the Paycheck Protection Program. So we're hoping to cast a broader net and really focus on those small local businesses that probably need the help the most. You know, you've heard a lot of stories lately about these big publicly traded companies that have been getting in on this program. That's not what it was designed for. Yesterday, the Secretary of the Treasury announced that you know, those big companies would have to pay those loans back. They're not eligible. So we've really got to, as we move forward, focus on the needs of you know, small Main Street businesses as best we can.
That's great. Yeah, I know a lot of that money went very fast, and you did have to apply through your local bank, the person that you were banking with. So that's nice to hear that there are some other options for people who don't have that available.
Yeah, and you know, our banks were really going out of their way to help their customers. I talked to a lot of community bankers that were, you know, up at midnight trying to file applications at a point in time when there wasn't as much traffic on you know, the Small Business Administration systems. So they've really been going the extra mile. And, you know, as businesses have questions about this program or what else might be available to them, our local lenders have a lot of resources and a lot of expertise, so we're encouraging people to talk to them.
So on that same note, what more can be done to help support local small businesses moving forward?
Well, clearly, you know, the impacts of this pandemic aren't linear on our businesses. You know, folks can make it through a few weeks, but when we're looking at a few months or even more than a year of economic dislocation as a result of this, we're going to continue to need to sharpen our pencils and find additional resources. There were some tax credits in the bills that we have recently passed that will be helpful to our local businesses, especially those in the hospitality industry. But I think we have to make sure that we're meeting the needs. So some of these programs, like the Paycheck Protection Program, you know, have an 8-week time horizon on them. Really, we need to lengthen that because no one's going to be back at 100% after 8 weeks. So we're hoping that, we'll be able to make some tweaks in upcoming legislation that will help refine these programs based on the experiences that we've heard from businesses around New Hampshire.
And so we can maybe look forward to more rounds of this type of funding?
Will there be additional funding? I think absolutely. We shouldn't have, I think when the bill was first passed, no one really anticipated how many would, come out to apply. So initially $350 billion was used up over the course of a few weeks. This next allocation, hopefully will get us a few more weeks, and then we can make some changes and provide additional funding to the board.
Okay, that makes sense. The bill also that was passed included some new funding for testing for COVID-19. Are we doing enough testing right now, and how will this funding help New Hampshire?
We are not doing enough testing, and I think everyone from our state officials to Dr. Fauci will tell you as much. We really need to expand testing capacity by an order of several magnitudes in order for our to identify COVID-19 today in patients to protect them. We need better testing. But also, if we're talking about bringing online parts of our economy or our community in the future, without testing, that's just not practical. So we really need to continue to expand that. We've seen some steps forward in New Hampshire. Over the last several weeks, we've heard from our hospitals and our healthcare facilities that tell us that really only the sickest of the sick, as well as, some of our frontline workers have been able to get tested. We need to broaden that as best we can to identify this. We know that, 25 to 50% of individuals who have COVID-19 are asymptomatic, and you can even transmit it when you're pre-symptomatic, unlike some other viruses. So it's really dangerous. It's highly communicable, and that's why the testing piece is so important, if we're going to safely turn on our economy in the future. So more needs to be done on that front. FDA needs to continue to identify those tests that are most successful, that have the best track record, and we need to scale up supplies that are available, too. One of the limitations right now is the availability of these swabs that you do the tests with, as well as the testing reagents, the chemicals that are part of the testing process. So those elements need to be there if we can fully utilize the testing machines that we have today. And there's some really good ones that can give you a quick result within 5 or 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we need if we're going to identify someone who has it, isolate them, and then be able to do the contact tracing to find who they've come into contact with. That's going to be an absolutely crucial piece of the puzzle moving forward.
Okay.